inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rain.
We put our greenhouse into operation this week in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us online to tell us how, Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we should be getting our starts out of indoors. They should probably be hardened off already, right?
Well, I certainly hope so. It's time, finally, with our nice weather. Greenhouses are warming up. And yeah, I've been gradually getting my got my tomatoes out there in the greenhouse. They are covered with a couple layers of Rime, which helps to moderate the bright temperatures. And, I mean, I've been in bright light, I should say, compared to indoors. But also the temperatures, because, well, like yesterday, the low temperature was 40 degrees, and the high, 96, in the greenhouse, at least. So that's quite the change from a fairly moderate 65 to 75 in the house. So try to get, we want to get them used to that. If folks are buying locally grown plants that have been out in the greenhouses, out in the nurseries and stuff, hopefully most of those should be ready to go from their nurseries to your nursery, to your greenhouse.
So is it possible to literally sunburn or overheat new starts if you put them right into the greenhouse in a hot setting like this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm growing mine underneath the just fluorescent light bulbs. So the light intensity is a great deal less. You know, unless you've got a really dirty, grimy greenhouse, which is not a great thing either, that cuts down the light. You know, if it's an old greenhouse, you haven't been washing the glass or the fiberglass or plastic, some of those may not be too bad. But still, it's definitely worthwhile to do it a gradual fashion. That's where this horticultural fabric called Rime that we use very often in inside the greenhouse, outside in, and this even applies to planting outside plants, too, if I'm putting in cabbages and cucumbers, zucchinis, lettuce plants, Swiss chard, any of that. If you're moving stuff out, it's worth using something of that sort to get them used to it. Or if you have the time, the place to harden them off, like out on my porch, I can have them back in kind of the shady side. So, again, and then gradually move them out into brighter lights.
Now, we've talked earlier a little bit about warming up the soil in our planting beds. What should we be doing if we don't have a greenhouse, and how should we be doing the planting this week?
Well, some of that stuff, certainly, you know, growing stuff from seeds, no problems there. I'm the plants, the ground that is outdoors, I've had covered with clear plastic, and boy, one warm sunny day like we're having will heat up that soil tremendously if you haven't gotten it warmed up yet. You know, you can feel the difference. Put the clear plastic on right now this morning and this late this afternoon, this evening. At least that top 4 or 5 inches will probably raise to 70 to 80 degree temperatures, you know, if the sun is shining on it. So that's the great benefits there. If you're planting seeds and that sort of thing, or young plants, again, we don't want to put the plastic on top of the plants, but hold it up off them on hoops, because again, the plants can cook underneath that clear plastic. If you don't have some ventilation, if you don't have some air, some air separation between the plastic and the little plants, too. So that's where we really do want to be careful. So whether we make some hoops, even put in, a 2x4 held up on some blocks to hold that plastic up off the plants off the soil once we do have them started.
And then before we do some planting, maybe mix in a little bit of compost and that sort of thing into our soil?
Definitely, yes. I mean, we normally assume that we don't have a whole lot of nutrients left from last year. If we're using organic fertilizer, some of it lasts, but particularly the nitrogen is something that's easily leached out by the rains. So we do need to mix in some fertilizer. And again, it's worthwhile, too, when we're doing transplants, to water with a dilute solution of fertilizer, like 1/4 strength of whatever it says on the bottle, whether it be organic or a Miracle-Gro or something like that, to give them a little start, that liquid fertilizer that's going to be at the roots, and just keep the moisture. Watch your moisture control, because stuff can dry out pretty fast in this weather.
Okay. Ed Bryerski, thanks a lot, and don't forget the suntan lotion this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been out in it pretty much, but if I expose any more skin, maybe so.
Okay. Ed Bryerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juno.
Feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is close at hand.